96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. The Ebola virus, HIV stigma, and growing tension around the Michael Brown case in Missouri. There's a lot to talk about tonight as we sit down with Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. He also has a few things to share about an unusual sports victory for the Lady Bisons. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Dr. Frederick, good to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Let's first talk about the passing of Dr. Martin Salia. He died today at the hospital in Nebraska. Again, Ebola rearing its ugly head. You know, as a physician, certainly I know this hits, you know, close to home. Your thoughts about his passing and the fact that Ebola doesn't seem to go away.
Yeah, I mean, clearly unfortunate was his passing, and especially when you look at the sacrifices he was making, as he described going back to Sierra Leone and volunteering his time. He clearly was a benevolent soul who was trying to give back to others and to help. And so it's very unfortunate, obviously. You don't want to see anyone die, but certainly when people volunteer to put themselves in the line of fire, line of danger, it's a very sad event. Now, with respect to it not going away, the number of cases being reported are not escalating in terms of how many cases are being reported per day. And so that certainly is changing. Where it's being reported, obviously, is a little bit of a concern. Mali has just been added to the list of countries that will be screened, whose passengers will be screened if they're coming from those countries or have been recently exposed. We have to continue to look at containment. The rest of the world has to support West Africa to bring some type of assistance with respect to infrastructure needs. So the containment of the virus is the key, regardless of what types of treatment. And obviously, early diagnosis is key. I've read reports that I don't know if they've been confirmed yet, but it appears that he had an early test that was initially negative, and then a few days later had another test that was positive. And those are critical days in the treatment of Ebola in terms of the supportive care.
Why is that such a critical issue? And you know, we also heard reports over the past couple of days that Dr. Salia was literally the best at what he did in Sierra Leone. I mean, he was top-notch, no doubt. And with that said, as a physician, you know, do you know when, you know, after a test, do you question it? Do you do a second opinion? Because this virus moves so fast and is so deadly, how could something like that be missed? Or is there an issue with the test?
Yeah, it doesn't appear that there's an issue with the test. He was tested early on after having symptoms, and the viral count at that time probably just wasn't high enough for the test to be positive. And that's one of the lessons we've learned in treating this disease, that depending on when you're tested, you may need a repeat test to confirm that initial test if it was negative, simply because the viral load within your body may not have been high enough. And I think that may have been the case with what happened here, unfortunately.
And certainly the reports that were coming from the University of Nebraska today suggested that he was in very dire straits even before he arrived here in the United States. Can you at least paint a picture of just how quickly this virus moves? It's amazing to me just how quickly this could cause the demise of someone, you know, after they're infected.
You know, the real issue here is that I think people have the image in their mind's eye of the virus ravaging the body by the virus itself. The dysfunction it causes in certain areas then results in the dysfunction in other organs. So the diarrhea and vomiting can lead to significant dehydration, which can then affect your kidneys, etc. And that really is what is compromising these individuals, the inability to support the body through those symptoms appropriately so that the kidneys can recover, the other organs like the liver can recover, is what is ultimately causing the ultimate outcome of death. So in this circumstance, getting to the patients early and providing them with supportive palliative care that will support those organs, keep them hydrated, is really the key. So early detection is very important.
We're talking to Harvard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick about a number of things. Today's top stories, what's going on here at Howard University. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4877 on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We're sitting down with Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick, as we do every month, to talk about a number of things, including what's happening here at Howard University. The phone number is 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. For those of you listening to this conversation, in the event that you do not know, Dr. Frederick is not only obviously president of Howard University, but he also is a surgeon and physician. And so that's where his expertise as it relates to the discussion we are having presently about Ebola. So certainly a very, very qualified to address some of these critical issues in this story that has really continued to stay in the headlines. Briefly, Dr. Frederick, the last time we were here, I kind of stumbled upon some information about you in that you have also volunteered, served overseas in Liberia. Is that correct? This was certainly a while ago before this Ebola issue came out. Could you kind of recap for us what you were doing there and what you learned?
Sure. So this was actually last year, February. So February of 2013, I spent a few days in Liberia operating at a hospital there. And, you know, it was quite an experience. I've seen a lot in my time as a surgeon. I've operated in the Caribbean, and this was my first time in West Africa and my first time operating there. And it was very eye-opening. I'll give you a couple of scenarios. The first thing is there was no electricity in the operating room, and a couple of the windows were left open while we were operating. I operated on a wide variety of patients in terms of age groups, everywhere from 6 months to someone 60-something years of age. And it was devastating for me in terms of the need. In between doing a couple of cases, on my second day, I was taken downstairs to a clinic area to pick, you know, cases for the next day. And I was taken through a back door, so I did that. I saw a few patients, a lady with a very large thyroid, a couple other people, and I said, you know, these would be appropriate for me to do. Left through the front door, only to see probably 200 to 300 people who were all waiting, hoping that they would be selected to have their operations done. And that was just devastating, to see that type of need and not be able to fulfill it. You know, for a physician is a very difficult thing to do. Mm-hmm. And then in the operating room itself, you know, we operate here, obviously, in America in a very high-tech circumstance. The technology is ever-evolving. The medical equipment is at the cutting edge. And what we provide in care is what we call state-of-the-art, and no doubt it is. In those circumstances, in that circumstance in Liberia, we're operating with very little. The patients were not on mechanical ventilation. So after being intubated, they were basically kept breathing by somebody pressing on an ambu bag, if you could just imagine. So very, very different circumstances, a lot in need, and definitely fulfilling the time that I spend there.
Need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about another medical issue. There's a conference coming to Howard University on HIV and the stigma that is often unfortunately attached to it. We're going to discuss the Michael Brown case as well as some sports news here at Howard University. So if you're on the phone, stay with us. The Insight segment on the Daily Drum will continue in just a bit on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Phone number, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. The Insight segment on the Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. Stay with us.